93.7 The River, Classic Rock Redefined with Chili Peps, Dog and Joe Show. This is pretty cool. As you know or may not know, Chester Bennington, lead singer of Linkin Park, a couple weeks ago, passed away, took his own life at the age of 41. And this is very, very neat. You know you've done something right with your life when someone other than your family or a friend of yours, someone you don't even know, wants to draw a mural of you.
Really?
Happened down in Los Angeles. This is cool. Sherman Oaks. It's called Rockin' Pies. It's a pizza joint, okay? Everyone for years, I guess, has passed this blank white wall. It's got wires on it, ugly door. It's got a screen on it. And I don't know how many people know this area, but if you're on the 101 freeway, Coldwater Canyon Avenue, south of Riverside Drive, there's always a bunch of traffic. So imagine yourself somewhere in Sacramento, you know, a busy on-ramp or off-ramp. You're looking at this ugly building every day. There's an artist down there. His name's Jonas Never. He said, man, I've always looked at this wall, and I've always thought, man, that's ugly. That's an ugly wall. For some reason, he stared at it all the time, maybe because he was an artist. He never met the guys, but he knew they lived in the valley, Linkin Park, and as soon as he found out about Chester dying, he's like, oh, my God. He said, that wall just came to me. I had a vision. I knew I had to paint a mural of Chester Bennington on that wall. So he contacts the pizza joint. He shows up. Nighttime, brings his brushes and all that stuff, and he paints this huge mural, and the traffic now, it's already horrific, even worse, because people are taking pictures, people are, you know, jumping out, they want to go over and stand by it, they want to do selfies, they're honking, they're flashing their lights, it's like a big deal, and I'm going to scroll down, you can see this, if you go to 93.7theriver.com, look at the artwork on that.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Whoa, he did a great job.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. I mean, it really, really is. It's a shirtless Chester Bennington. And the mural had to be tough to paint because Chester had all these tattoos on his chest. And the guy replicated a portrait, if you will, of shirtless Chester Bennington and his tattoos and his earrings. And it looks like he's standing there.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on.
It's good artwork.
He did a great job on that. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's pretty damn amazing. So if you want to check it out, go to 93.7theriver.com. It's up there waiting for you. The artwork is amazing, and I guess they're going to leave it as long as they want, and the guy's going to go back, and if they allow him, he'll touch it up, and he'll keep it looking nice. You know, and I just hope, because anybody that's driven down to L.A. or anyone in California, you know what people do to walls.
Yeah.
What the scumbags do. They tag it. They write on it. I know it's only a matter of time until someone defaces it.
You don't tag over a mural, do you? Who?
I think
wouldn't do that.
Kids do. Kids do. You'll see, like, you know, I don't know, West Side or South Side.
Man.
Who knows? But it is pretty amazing. So if you want to check it out, it's waiting for you. 93.7theriver.com. The artwork is damn good.
Yeah.
It's damn good. Here's Genesis.